to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
We had 18.
That's okay. The 18 themes.
Okay. Yeah.
Took a second for me to register everything.
What was that?
Right, because we do got an A-Team edition of In Focus today.
In fact, Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer, is right here in the studio. A little bit later in the show, we'll have General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of Douglas Military Council, also former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General. I don't know what... Dr. Veneer, I'll know which character you'd be in the A-Team.
I'm not sure either.
Honestly, I'm not familiar enough with the show.
Well, yeah, you're such a baby. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to think about that.
Yeah. I didn't even see the new movie, but I like it. Thanks, Dave. That was good. Appreciate that. We're talking MBAF and construction, financial updates. We'll get to that in a second, but... You were telling me during the break that the MBAF community liaison group met last Thursday. I guess first you can just tell us a little about what that group is.
Sure. Nice project. So this was a group that came together a couple of years ago. It's leaders and representatives from a variety of different audiences in the community. And the point was to have them come together and talk with us involved in the MBAF project so that we could make sure that good information was getting out to the community, that questions the community might have were being addressed. So the group meets quarterly, and we did have a meeting last Thursday. The important thing about the meeting was that, once again, given the potential transfer of ownership, we brought in Dr. Beth Lautner from the Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, and then we also had Diana Whipple, who represented the Agriculture Research Service. They came in to talk with the CLG members about their agencies, to explain the agency mission, and then that helps to frame what those two entities will be doing in NBAF when they move into the building. So this gave the CLG an opportunity to understand who was going to come and occupy the building, who was going to be working in the building, what their work was going to be about, what the research mission was going to be about. And I think that is very important for the community, and it's something that we're going to do more of in the future, So that folks can really understand what will be happening inside the building.
And as far as this community liaison group, who is in this group? What is it kind of comprised of?
Well, we have representatives from city government, county government, chambers of commerce, school district, Fort Riley, Kansas State, some of the local elected officials. We have representatives from the religious community, the medical community, and it's not just Manhattan. It is kind of regional. So we have representatives from the agriculture community. So it's very broad ranging. And these folks, of course, have their own constituencies and audiences, and they talk with them, so they hear about questions and concerns and can bring those to us, and so we can answer those questions. If they have particular kinds of information they want to hear about, then they let us know, and we can bring them that information. So, for instance, our guests, Dr. Lautner and Diana Whipple, coming to talk about the missions of the agency and the research program. There will be other topics that these community folks want to hear about, and so we can be sure and get the subject matter experts in for them to hear about that particular topic.
A very good way to keep everybody on the same page.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about construction and just a financial update on where MBATH is right now.
Okay. Well, construction is humming along. We have probably 500 people on site right now. A lot of the exterior work is finishing up. We are finished pouring concrete on the main laboratory. They've started construction now of a much smaller building called the Transshipment Building, which is where supplies, think all kinds of supplies, animals, toilet paper, everything you can think of, will be coming to the site. It is part of the safety and security of the site in the sense that not all of the stuff isn't just going to walk in the door. It's going to come to this particular, think of it as a depot or a warehouse, and it will be dropped off there from essentially the outside world, and then from inside the NBAF perimeter, we will have our own personnel, vehicles, whatever, you know, pick up the items and take them to the main lab. So it's part of the security barrier. So the construction for that facility has started. It's completely dwarfed by the laboratory itself, so you hardly notice that's going on, but it's a big deal that it's going on. We're doing a lot of work on the interior of the building, a lot of duct work, piping, wiring, etc., installing the very large pieces of equipment that go into the building. So we're humming along right on schedule. What's interesting is not only do we track construction, but we also track the money. And the latest number is that we are nearly, not quite, but nearly $750 million in of the $1.25 billion. So we are more than 50%. We've spent more than 50% of the funding, and that is also right on schedule. But it's just hard to, you know, we look at it as, well, okay, so we're more than 50% in, and you have to stop and look at that number to have a concept of just how huge that is. You know, $750 million has been spent on this thing so far, and we're not done yet. So it's a massive undertaking to not only stay on top of the construction, but to stay on top of the financials. And by staying on top of the construction, we are staying on top of the financials.
So on schedule and on budget, looks like everything's falling within the cost that was expected so far.
Yes.
Very important. Very important stuff. And kind of going back to that, to the shipping in and out, I mean, I'm sure that's going to be kind of a big focus of MBAP anyway. It's just that when it comes to what's going in, what's going out, probably all entrances and exits, that's probably going to be a tighter security than anywhere else that we see normally.
Yes, it'll be very tight. It will be very tight. Security, not only in the sense of what we would call physical security, are the right people there and whatnot, but also in the sense of the science security and safety issue. You don't want just random people wandering around the hall. So this is one way to have that happen, is that suppliers who bring in consumable items, laboratory equipment, whatever, leave it at the transshipment center, and then they go away. And then the folks who come to pick it up to take it into the building are going to be, you know, NBAF dedicated folks. So we're going to know who they are. You know, they will have all the background checks. They will have all the appropriate ID. They will have all the appropriate everything to pick up these items and take them to the laboratory and get them where they need to be.
And would that be like up and down, like whether it's vending, bringing in a soda for the pop machine or chemicals or whatever for the lab? It would be all that same spot.
It would be a lot of those things. Yeah. Now, I don't know that we've got the planning down to the point whether or not it's going to be the vending machine. I mean, I think a lot of that is going to be based on where the item is going to go in the facility. So if it's within containment, then I'm pretty sure they're going to want it to come through the transshipment center. If it's you know, toilet paper for the restroom in the visitor center, maybe not so much.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, anything else before we go and get General Wiggins in here?
Well, I'm really glad that I do my interview before General Wiggins. That would be kind of frightening to follow him.
You think he's not frightened of following you?
Yeah, I think you're selling yourself short.
I don't know. I can't imagine why.
I have a totally unrelated question for you because you love horses.
Yes.
Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Yes.
Ooh. Do you follow?
You know what? I wait kind of to the last moment, and I read the Louisville paper, and I read the Daily Racing Form.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I kind of pick them. I'll pick like tomorrow.
So you don't have any favorites yet?
Not at the moment, no. But I do have a source in Kentucky who maybe could help me, and I have not.
Always nice to have Kentucky sources.
I've not heard from the source yet, so.
Since the Gronk, the horse, didn't make it, I kind of lost interest, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
I might check it out. Because I grew up around horses myself. Horses are pretty awesome.
Yes, they are.
Very majestic creatures.
Yes, they are.
The favorite is Justify at 3-1.
Justify.
Okay.
Thank you
so much for that.
Just so that you know, that is my source over here from somebody on Yahoo.
Okay.
So
whatever that means.
Source.
Okay. Good to know. Appreciate it.
It's not a private source in Kentucky. Always great to have you in.
InBAT Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer. We'll see you next month.
Next month.
Word Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan.